My privilege to be joined this morning by Deanna Price, former Saluki Olympian, world record holder. Deanna, first off, morning. How are you, ma'am?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. And just happy to hear your voice, be honest with you.
Oh, thank you. It's good to hear yours.
You know, I did. I went through a crisis, you know, when you moved. I mean, I was like, oh, don't know. She's right here. She's close. You know, it's not like we saw each other that often, but, you know, it was kind of reassuring to be here. But, you know, when you moved, you announced your move, it didn't mean it wasn't just as equally happy about your story arc and your move, you know? I mean, and I'm happy to see you doing well.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. It was probably one of the hardest decisions we've ever had to make was to move away from Carbondale. JC and I have been there. I've been there since 2011. And JC, you know, he's a Southern Illinois boy. He's from Harrisburg. And, you know, he went to the university in 2008, graduated in 2013. And, you know, me and him coached there for 7 years. And it was a very, very hard to, you know, kind of make this decision. But, you know, like I always said, we're only 3 hours up the road, so we're not too far away.
Well, ask around our mutual friends to tell you I'm not much in the way of going anywhere. You know, but you know what? This indoor record, 84.4¼, that is the new indoor record. You set this. And am I correct? Gwen Berry had the old record?
So it was held by Gwen Berry and also Janaea Stewart. So Janaea this year threw 24.60 as well. So she tied the record with Gwen Berry. And then at indoor United States Championships, I ended up throwing 25.60 was their old PR. Sorry, my correction. They went 25.60, and then I ended up throwing 26.02, becoming the first female or male ever to throw over 26 meters.
Wow. I did not know that.
Yeah.
you know, that's a record, but here's the thing. You seem to be, in post-interviews after your throws, you seem to be a little surprised yourself. I mean, because you were looking, because you had some headroom, but when you were talking about recovering from the injury, it just... My takeaway is you surprised yourself.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, it's been a really, really hard year. You know, for those that don't know, you know, at Olympic trials, I ended up snapping my ankle, ended up, tearing through tendons and fractured my talus. And also then my torn hip labrum tore the rest of the way and still play safe at the Olympic Games. But immediately when I came home, I had surgery. And it's been a very, very long road. Complete ankle reconstruction surgery, hip labrum repair. And, you know, they said that it was going to take 12 to 18 months for that microfracturing of that talus to fully heal. And they weren't lying. the 2022 season, I came back very quickly because, you know, I wanted to defend my world title. And so I was just pushing through the pain and it was constant. It was always there. And it was very, very hard. And it was really, really a struggle bus for us. But what was amazing is, we had to kind of realign our sights and our goals and know that this pain was definitely something that we had to keep an eye on and kind of evaluate. And finally, I was feeling better about, 2 weeks going into USA's, and I threw a season best, went 73.07, and I was getting ready for Worlds. I was really excited. And then I ended up getting COVID, and I wasn't able to attend the World Championships. So that was definitely a really hard thing to kind of take and hear, and you know, had me kind of questioning, you know, am I still, like, it was still pretty painful, and I was like, am I still able to do this? And you know, I had to kind of reevaluate and see. And JC's like, you know what, let's just do a fall season, we'll see how it goes. And it was probably the year to the date where the pain just, it went from every day to every other day to then it was going like once a week. I was feeling pain.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of got the impression that after listening you talk about that, you know, you got the very best doctors you could, and apparently they nailed it on your behalf.
Yes, they were fantastic. And what's nice is that us moving here closer to Champaign, I'm closer to my therapist and then my doctor, so it's just a constant working on it. And it was crazy because it was probably 2 weeks before heading to, you know, indoors, my numbers just started jumping. and started seeing some crazy things. And I'm like, oh, this is, I haven't felt this. And it's really funny because, like, my right foot can, like, really, really spin really well right now. And I'm like, oh, I've never felt this before.
Wow. you know, and you threw this, you know, and if people were watching the video, I was kidding, but kind of not kidding. I'm wondering if the Guinness Book of World Records has a slot for, I mean, they do for crumpled paper and throwing a washing machine and throwing all this stuff, but do they have a record for the Christmas gift thrown the farthest?
I think that would be amazing. Yeah. I think I would be very good at it.
You know, because you're throwing 25 pounds on the indoor. And so what's next? I mean, because, you know, I know this from, you know, your coach and from yourself. There's an arc. There's a plan where you achieve and hold plateaus and achieve so that you peak for special events and competitions. So how? What is that plan right now? Where's your next peak? Where's your next? What's the next thing I should be watching for another record? What am I waiting from you?
So I am basically, we didn't even peak out for indoors. We just dropped down into, just barely dropped into a lower set. So it was just a huge kind of, I guess, excitement to see that. So he put me back into a base training and we're getting ready for outdoor season. So I have 2 months until I open up in probably April. And then from there, we're going to be, we're kind of going to go off the same way indoors was, where it's going to be, it's good throws. It's not great, but you know, it's building, it's getting better every single week. And, my idea is that, you know, USA is again, that I think is where we're going to start seeing some really big numbers. And this year, without a doubt in my mind that, you know, I do hold currently the American record in the hammer at 80-31. I think we're going to see several females from the United States throwing 79 to 80 meters. And I do think it's going to break, but I think, you know, who at the end is going to have it at the last bit. So,
right. And if you're peaking at the right day.
Exactly. And I'm feeling really good. I'm feeling really great. Support staff's been fantastic. JC is doing wonderful. And we're definitely looking forward to this outdoor season. And, you know, qualify for Budapest would be in July at USA's. And then Budapest will be the first week of August.
Well, I'm already looking forward to it. You know,
yeah, I'm excited.
I tell you this every time, and I know it's redundant, but I watch what you do and how you do it and the brevity of it and the singular focus, and I'm astounded. I often envy people who have characteristics that I do not possess. And that singular moment of pure action to achieve a goal and in movement, in thought, I still find it astounding.
Oh, thank you. Well, I think it's kind of, I think it's also, it's really awesome because you get in the ring and it's from the start to the finish, like my wind and to the end, it's about 3 to 5 seconds long. And that 3 to 5 seconds determines just what I can do. And so I think it is really cool. And I think it's such a beautiful sport that it's like a perfect balance between beauty and strength. And that's why I'm always such an advocate for, you know, female athletes to get out there and try this, because you not only are you, you know, representing, you know, strong women, but it's also something very, very beautiful.
Yeah. And there's a lot of people watching and following behind you as you did before. You are literally at the tip of the spear, breaking record, breaking new ground, showing people how it's done, an attitude that is to be envied as well all the time, the way you attack challenges and the way you appreciate your supporters. You seem like you're the whole package when it comes to, well, you know what? If I'm the head of an athletic shoe company, I'm wanting to know that how quick can I get a deal worked out with you?
I appreciate that. Oh, gosh, it's been great. And I do want to give a little shout-out, of course, to Marsha and Jim and Don and Lita and Marty. And, you know, I message them all the time, and they're my family and support. Of course, Steve and Cheryl, you know, SIU Athletics. I love you guys, you know, just because I'm 3 hours up north doesn't mean that, you know, I'm not here and loving SIU.
Well, I know Steve and Cheryl have been doing that three-hour drive quite a bit.
Yes, so, I love it. Oh, yeah. I was like, I love this.
Yeah. All right. Deanna Lambert, Olympian. Do I call you former Saluki or once Saluki, always Saluki? What's the proper term here?
Oh, once a Saluki, always a Saluki.
All right. Deanna Price, News Radio, WJPF.